This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Bill, he's listening in Missouri. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good, thank you.
My question, how do you determine... The story is, when my oldest son was 3 years old, he told us that an angel came to him. How do you determine if that's real or not?
Well, I don't know that that's the most important thing to do. I think the most important thing to do is to ground your children in the fear and nurture of the Lord. It's very hard to deal with anecdotes, right? It's very hard to falsify an experience like that. Certainly, angels are real. Angels have appeared to people in biblical times. Certainly, I wouldn't think that would be normative, but you can't absolutely rule out the possibility that happened. But even if an angel of enlightenment appears to you, according to Scripture, you need to test what that angel is saying in light of what Scripture has said, because the revelation of an angel does not supersede the revelation that we have already been given in the Word of God.
Okay, here's the little story. Is both my sons are adopted. And when we got our second son, now my first son was at 10 months old, was switched from different families, so he had very big separation anxiety. When we got my second son, for about a month after we got him, for about a month and a half, he was just nails on a chalkboard. I mean, I really dreaded going home to him because he was just so obnoxious. He said that he saw the angel and that the angel told him that we weren't going to get rid of him.
Oh,
and after that, he changed. I mean, he was fun to be with.
Wow.
Would that be an angel offany, or am I just imagining that?
Well, as I said, I can't rule that out, but here's the thing. What a beautiful look into his soul, recognizing that one of the reasons he was acting out as he was acting out is he was afraid that he'd be given away to someone again, and you've given him
that. I mean, he believed we would get rid of him.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, but I mean, for years, it's always bothered me because after that, we had the greatest day, and he did change. He wasn't that way anymore after that.
Well, thank God for that transition.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.